If you would, this morning, we will pause in our teaching on Ephesians. We are in chapter 3, but we will pause and go to the book of Romans, chapter 5. As we prepare this morning on the first of the month for remembering the Lord's death. One of the most dangerous questions that you can ever ask is not who, although that could get dangerous. It's not what, it's not where. But one of the most dangerous questions you can ask, that you must ask of everything, including every preacher that ever preaches, you must ask this one question. Are you ready? Why? And the question then becomes, why do we do on Sunday morning, the first of the month, communion? Well, if we go to 1 Corinthians, Paul says we remember the Lord's death. But that's not really bringing the full question of why out. Why do we remember and proclaim the Lord's death? Well, in Romans chapter 5, starting at verse 12, Romans chapter 5, starting at verse 12, we have an answer to the question. Why do we celebrate the Lord's death? Paul answers that question in Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world. Please note that. One man. Didn't say monkey, did it? Didn't say pre-hominid ancestor, did it? The reason why Jesus had to die is that we all go back, no matter how we look on the outside. If you look as goofy as I do, or like you, some of you are from Egypt, some of you are from Guatemala, some of you, New Zealand. Were you born there, George? No? Your mom was, though. Where were you from? We all look different on the outside, but guess what? We all go back to an original, in the Philippines, don't want to not mention the Philippines. You all go back to the same great, 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 great parent. And his name was Adam. Dirt. Red. Dirt. And that explains why we celebrate communion. Today, Mark next week is going to show you, he's given you his preview, he's going to show you something that you should realize the impact of. You are taught from little kids. My kids went to public school. They'd come home to me, Dad, what about this monkey evolution thing? And thankfully, I was able to show them that none of that is true. But there's one thing that is more hated than any other thing in this world. Do you know what that is? Jesus Christ and the God of the Bible. Why? Because it says this whole world, John said, lies in the what? Evil one. Did you know that? The nicest place in the world. The most beautiful place in the world is under the control of a spiritual force of wickedness that wants to do nothing but remove you from the true understanding of where you came from. He digs in Montana and in 65 million year old bones finds soft tissue. That one lady in the microscope found in Tyrannosaurus Rex. What was it that she found, Mark?
T-Rex femur
soft tissue. Soft tissue in the bone here, although I'm not a T-Rex. You get the big leg bone, not the little ones like this, the T-Rex, the big one. who's mocking me by laughing. See, this world is controlled by Satan, and there's one thing Satan doesn't want, and that is for the God of the Bible and the Savior of man to be glorified and to be known to this world. So there's been a war. There's been a war against God. And it's not done. Humans are merely, when we get into Ephesians chapter 6, you'll be 30 years older, but we will get there. Paul says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. When you hear all of this stuff about billions of years and evolution, the elites don't want you to know and the world to know of the saving power of Jesus Christ and where you really came from. Because the God of this world is their leader and he hates God. And Paul is telling us why we celebrate communion, because it says we were all related before we were born. There was an original mom and dad, Adam and Eve. And not millions of years ago, soft tissue can't possibly last. That's what kills me. I don't even think any fossils can last 65 million years. How, with natural forces of the earth, could some of these most delicate fossils, tell me, how could some of these most delicate fossils last for 65 million years? Huh? I mean, you look at them, amber, and has things in it. How in the wide world does that amber last for us? You have no concept, and I don't have any concept of what 65 million years is really about and last. But back in the 19th century, they were looking desperately to remove Christianity from the world. Why? Because they hate Jesus. Why? Because Satan hates Jesus. Why? Because he wants this world in rebellion against God and the Savior. And so they invented something now that is totally predominant. Everything is explained in terms of evolution. And it's a complete and total lie. And you are told that if you don't believe in some form of evolution, you're an idiot. So if you go to Harvard and you're a creationist, you are mocked. Why? Satan is the God of this world. And yet you hold the truth. And they consider you a knee-jerk, unthinking, religious nut. But you hold the truth. And it's explained, used to explain everything. Question is why? Because there's a war against God. It's an invisible, unseen war against God. It's in everything. It permeates Hollywood. Today, by the way, I've told you, evolution today is rejected in the elite edges of science. Geneticists know this. When I first went to college, Watson and Crick, 73 and 74, were coming out with their DNA helix. You ever heard of DNA? Deoxyribonucleic acid. I'm surprised I can even remember that. And you get from your mom and dad 23 and 23. Adam and Eve, 23 and 23. That's how it works. And it's helixed for efficiency, complex information. Do you know what that DNA helix is? Simply put, programming. Listen to me. You didn't, when Darwin, the idiot, went to Galapagos Island to look at finches. By the way, he said, here's evolution. See this finch with a big beak and see this finch with a little beak? They were still finches. But he said, that's evolution. And everybody, oh my. And they buried him in Westminster Abbey. And then they call us idiots. Now, I'm going to have to remember where I was. Where was I? DNA! Listen, today geneticists know that evolution... I'm telling you, I've read this. seen this. They, geneticists know that that is the most complex programming in DNA that they ever seen. And without a specific sequence. Do you know why people are sometimes born with genetic problems and things? It's because that information coding in the DNA got all messed up at times. It's called a mutation. There are no good mutations. So what that is saying is this. That helix is nothing but, it makes your computer look like a simpleton. No, the most complex computer, cray computer you want in the world, cannot compete with that DNA programming. So the question becomes then, who programmed it? And that's why geneticists and people that are into this business go, they are coming to the conclusion there is no way that that could happen, as evolutionists want you to think that somehow a piece of dirt with water came to consciousness and then eventually developed into a cell. They're finding out the cell, Darwin didn't have a microscope in his day. He didn't know, or at least one that could do what we can do now. He didn't know that when you look into that, you've got your microscope still, don't you? He's got his electron microscopes. You see within the cell engines, actual, what do they call them? Robot engines that they can't do the work unless they exist at the same time. What am I saying? Geneticists now know that evolution is the biggest crock, and they know it. But would you want to start saying that in an atmosphere where you have that guy in the wheelchair? What's that guy's?
Oh, Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking going around saying we all evolved. You know what I mean?
You lose your job.
Can you speak to that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. See what happens? That's why, you know, our education system is so full of free ideas. Yeah, right. Listen to me. This is what this is saying, and this is why we celebrate. Listen, either the Bible is true or evolution is. If evolution is true, good luck. It doesn't even make sense, but they want you to think you're the idiot. Why? Because there's a war against God. We all go back to the same grandma and grandpa. We all are born sinners. In our DNA, when Adam and Eve sinned, it did something. We're born defective. And what's the point of communion? We celebrate the Lord. Why did Jesus have to die? So that he could save us. How many of you look back at your ancestors and go, "Ooh, I wish I had a transfusion"? We all go back to Adam, and it's what Adam did to us. And when we celebrate this morning, the why is Jesus is correcting what all of us have that same grandma and grandpa. How do you like that? We all have the same grandma and grandpa. I don't care where you're from, if you're an Egyptian, Guatemalan, Filipino, or an alien like me. You all go back to that grandma and grandpa. And Jesus Christ, the second Adam, Paul is saying here, we're celebrating that he's correcting the most monstrous historical event in the history of our earth. And he's correcting what Satan and the forces that seek to hide what happened. And Jesus Christ is in the process of saving us from that great fall. And I'll tell you something. When you read this passage, there's one thing that comes out very clear in Paul. He firmly believes that Adam was a real guy. There is no doubt when you read through 5:12 through 21... that Paul knew that Adam was a real man that plunged us, and that Jesus Christ is correcting. The second Adam, Jesus, is correcting what the first Adam did. I'd ask the ushers, if they would, to pass out the elements that celebrate what Jesus has done. Had a relative that embarrassed you? Maybe a grandfather? How about a dad? How about a relative that brought shame to the family. Well, if you say, no, I've had pretty good luck, Dave, well, we all go back to the same grandpa. And no matter what your closer grandpa did, this grandpa really shafted us. Look what it says. For as through the one, that is Adam, one man, doesn't say monkey. Disobedience, the many were made sinners. There is our, you, me. This is the guy we all go back to. Even so, through the obedience of Jesus, the one man, the many will be made righteous. That's why he died as a substitute for all of the sins because of our great-grandfather. Great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. That's it. That's the why. Shall we take and remember with the bread what Jesus Christ did? Shall we take the cup that symbolizes his blood that was shed for the forgiveness of sin? Our Father, we thank you.